Friday the 25th of January, Yudches Shvat, of Aaron Jacobson, Parshas Yisro, Yitzhak Mitzrayim versus Matan Torah.
The title is a little strange one, verses, but perhaps we'll explain, it will become clear by the end of the show. You'll tell me it was appropriate to use the title that I used. The Ramban, a very famous Ramban, at the end of Parshas Boy, the Ramban says, I'm going to tell you a reason for many mitzvahs. And the Ramban explains that from the beginning of time, there were people who denied the existence in various forms and manners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu did once and for all signs to show everybody and to demonstrate to everybody his existence. I'm skipping out two paragraphs. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do signs and miracles in every generation, in front of any Tom, Dick and Harry, so therefore he commanded us that we should constantly make a zikaron and ois to what we saw. And that's why we have the mitzvah of tefillin, for example. And each generation will transmit that to their children, their offspring. And therefore, that's why we have Pesach, and that's why it's so chomor, and that's why we have mezuzah. Now, v'chein kol kiyotze ben mitzvahs rabbis zecha letzias mitzrayim. And we have lots of mitzvahs zecha letzias mitzrayim. V'akol liyos lanu, and he finishes off that is the time of most of the mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have the most of the mitzvahs in the Torah are given Pshat Nigla, according to the Ramban, as a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Koran for Yetzias Mitzrayim. If one would look at history, the history of Klal Yisrael, the event that stands out, perhaps even stronger than Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Matan Torah, Mamad Har Sinai. First of all, Mamad Har Sinai is the whole focus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Voitziacha et ha'om, habdenes aleichim al ha'or hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is told when he first time he meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he meets Tare, the truth is he says the same thing. I just wanted this part to look, sorry. In fact, when he meets Paro, he also tells Paro straight away. They want to go out and they want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the focus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The focus of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to go to Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah, the events and the nisim at the time of Matan Torah were a lot greater even than Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the end of Tehillim Chaf Tes, we say on Friday night, few other times, Hashem Lamabul Yashav, Vayeshev Hashem Melech La'olam, at the end of the description of a number of kolos which Hashem has, says Hashem Lamabul Yashav, Vayeshev Hashem Melech La'olam, Hashem Oiz Lama Yitin Hashem Yivarech Et Amay Vashonim. Very cryptic psukim at the end of a description of the various kolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Kol Hashem Alamoyim, Kol Hashem Makayach, Kol Hashem Shever Arozim. How does this pasuk come into the end of Mizmor LeDavid? So Rashi says a very interesting shot. At the time of Matan Torah, the events were so cosmic at the time of Matan Torah that the Omos came to Bilam and they asked him, what's happening? Maybe there's going to be a Mabul. So Bilam says to him, don't worry, Hashem la Mabul Yashav, Hashem has promised that there's not going to be a Mabul, and that's it. Vayeshav Hashem Melech Leilam, Hashem is going to remain king forever. Don't worry, there's not going to be a Mabul. So they asked him, so what's happening? So then he said, don't worry, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein, Hashem yavorech et amo vashalem. Hashem is giving Torah, oiz, to his people. So the events of Matan Torah shook the world more so than Yetzias Mitzrayim did. So if that's the case, why is there no mitzvah to remember Matan Torah? Now there is a mitzvah, I didn't bring a Rambam, but the mitzvah, the pasuk says in Vayetz Chanon, Yishamalacha pentishka chasadvarim asher roinecha. It's a mitzvah to remember Matan Torah. There's a machlekes, Rambam and Ramban, if this is in fact a mitzvah. The Ramban, in mitzvah sasei, the shochach haRambam, at the back of the sefer mitzvah to haRambam, there is a number of mitzvahs which, according to the Rambam forgot in his life at Thomas. And one, the second mitzvah which the Rambam says that the Rambam forgot is Mamad Tchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what he says. And Mamad Matan Torah, apologies. Mamad Matan Torah, the pasuk of Yishamalacha Pentishkach Hasadvarim Asherah. Roi Necha. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah, and the Rambam misses it out. The Megillat Esther has a yishuv, but it's a machlekes. It's a big machlekes whether or not bechlal there's even a mitzvah to remember Mamad Hasina. Very strange. Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is only a precursor to Matan Torah, there's most of the mitzvahs in the Torah are given to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Matan Torah is just one mitzvah, and even that is under dispute. So why is it that Yitzias Mitzrayim has so many mitzvahs to remember? Why is it that Yitzias Mitzrayim is considered more important l'chayra than Matan Torah? And l'chayra Matan Torah is l'chayra definitely l'chayra more important than Yitzias Mitzrayim? Okay, let's try and work together to suggest possibilities. The Ramban, I think it's the Ramban in Parashat Emor, I looked for it last night, I couldn't find it, but the Shavuos in Chazal is called a name which is not called in the Torah. Chazal called Shavuos, the Gemara says in Shabbat Tafei Vav and Beis, the Gemara says Aseret Hakol Moedim Deba Aseret Ba'ina Nami Lachem. Shavuos is called an Aseret. In the Torah, I don't think Shavuos is called Aseret. But Shavuos isn't called Aseret in the Torah. But Chazal call it Aseret. And one of the reasons I saw given is because Shavuos is like, just like Shmini Aseret is the Aseret for the Sukkot preceding the Shavuos, the Sukkot. Shavuos is the Aseret for the Cholam, for Pesach, which precedes it. In other words, the Sfiras HaOmer connects the Pesach to Shavuos, and the Shavuos becomes the culmination of Pesach. I think there's a Ramban, which I didn't see now, I was looking for it. The Ramban, I think, says that Shavuos, the days of Sfiras HaOmer are like Bebchinas Chol HaMoed to between Pesach and Shavuos. If that's the case, then perhaps we have an answer. The reason why we make more of a fuss, more of a point about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is because we're not undermining the importance of Matan Torah. In fact, Matan Torah is just a culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all the zichronos that we do for Yetzias Mitzrayim really include also Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is the culmination of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Is the culmination Matan Torah is the finale of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Yetziach Ha'Yisrael Min Ahar Tavdenes Aleikim Al Ahar Azeh. Is really the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when I put on tefillin in the morning and I remember with that Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, when I kiss on the zuz and I remember Asher Posach Hashem Abote Bnei Yisrael Benos Yetzias Mitzrayim, and when I keep matzah on Seder night and all the mitzvahs that I keep, they're all to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, which culminated in Matan Torah. Novos, I don't think, if we look at the mitzvahs, that the point is that, for example, in Kiddush we say Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah mezuzah is Asher Posach Hashem Al Bati Bnei Yisrael Benogfa Mitzrayim. They remember the actual Mitzvah. The mitzvahs, a lot of mitzvahs that we have, which are Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, seem to be putting a focus just on the actual Yetziah, on the point of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They don't seem to be putting a focus on the whole process as such, on the build up to Yetzias Mitzrayim. They seem to be putting a focus just on the actual Maisa Yetziah. We don't say Atavacharatonu Zeicha Shenivcharnu La'om We don't say the Zecha Shania Shenivcharnu La'om. What we say is Zecha Litzias Mitzrayim. Why is it that we don't knach the rest of the process? We seem to be knaching just the Yitzia. Let's try another answer. Another answer that I heard is based on something we say in Dayenu. We say Ilu Kervanu Lefnei Asinai V'Lei Nasan Lona Es HaTeira Dayenu. How is it possible? But we do say, Ilu Kervanu Lefnei Asinai V'Lei Nasan Lona Es HaTeira. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us near to Asinai Ichveis one pshat and gave us the experience of Ki'ish Echad B'Lei V'Echad to be like one nation, that would have been sufficient for us. Or we say Dayenu, that would have been sufficient to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we say that. We don't start off on Seder night when we're talking to Dayenu, we don't say Ilu Lo Haytzianu Mitzrayim. That's not an option. We would have some Ilu Haytzianu Mitzrayim is the first basis of our existence, and there's nothing beforehand. Kilu. We can't say there's no Dayenu on before that. So if that's the case, perhaps we have an answer why we're making more of a doggish on Yetzias Mitzrayim than on Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is a plus, something which perhaps we could have managed without. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is something which we couldn't exist without. So therefore, Mela, we cannot say, that's why we make more of mitzvahs, more of a doggish on Yetzias Mitzrayim, more so than Matan Torah. Yeah, the Sicha Nisht, of course not. But the question is really, why are we making more, once there's been Matan, let's move on. Okay, so let us accept this point. But I have a problem. There is a famous Ramban in Parshat Va'era, on the Parshat of Achidash HaZalachem. So what we're suggesting? We're suggesting that because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the fundamental basis of everything, and Matan Torah is the further thing, so therefore we're going to make the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not Matan Torah. In the beginning of Parshas Bo, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor, Hachodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon hu lachem l'chodshei Hashana." You're meant to count the months of the year from Nisan. So in the time of the Torah, if you look in the Torah, Chaydash HaRishon, Chaydash HaSheni, Chaydash HaShlishi, Chaydash HaRvi, Chamesi, Shishi, Shishi, etc. Why do we count Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri? Where do these names come from? So these names, says the Ramban, are Persian names, the names which they had in where Modchanachas, where in time of Purim, where they lived. That means that we've opted to call the months, instead of Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi, Chodesh Revi, I'll show you the Ramban here, it says, Ki Eila Shemois, Nisan Iyah Vezulasam, Shemois Parsiim, Velo Yimotse Rak Besifrei Nevi'i Bovel, or Vemegilas Esther. Ramban on this pasuk. So let me ask you, the Torah gives you a tzivui to call a chaydash hazeh lachem roish chadashim. In fact, the Chasam Sofer was never maskim to write on the months, you know, when he signed a document, he wasn't maskim to write 1501-08. He had to write 15 January 08. Why? Because he wasn't maskim to call this month 01. Because 01 is rishon lachem lachodshei hashana. Nisan is 01, not January. So we've dropped Chodesh Rishon Sheni Shlishi Shvi, as the Torah says it, and we've opted for January, February, March, April, or for Nisan Iyar, Vasanach Kimina, what we call it, Lachaira. Nisan Iyar, Sivan Tammuz, why do we call our months after the Persian names and not after the Chodesh Rishon Lachem Lachatshe Hashana? So the Ramban explains, because there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that where we have a greater Nais, we go after the greater Nais, where the Pasuk says, Niskayim bonu, Chai Hashem, Omer oid, Chai Hashem Ashehela, es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael, Kim Chai Hashem Ashehela, ve'ashehevi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Tzofen. HaKadosh took us out of the second Golus, because HaKadosh took us out of this Golus, and there's greater miracles in this Golus, so we opt to remember the second greaterness rather than the first ness. In other words, if we've had a greater nisim, which a mitzvah la'asid lavoi will be see, ki may taste from Eretz Yisrael, our end of the flow, so la'asid lavoi will see even greater nisim, so then we maybe even be calling the month January, February, March. Because now we're calling them Nisan Iyar Sivan, because we're remembering, with every time we say Nisan, we're remembering, but there's a greater Nisan that took place at the time when we went out, the time of Malchus and Esther, so we're remembering those greater Nisan, and it's this Kayim Bonu La Ye Ome Oid Chai Hashem Asheherlo Yisrael Meretz, Eshelos Bnei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, Kim Chai Hashem Asheherlo, Vashahivis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Sofen. So every time you sign your date, the document, that's what you're remembering. And Be'ez Hashem La'asid Lovoi, we'll be remembering the Nisim which we came out from this very long bitter galus. So who knows, maybe the Chazal will then decide to call the months January, February, March. Ich weiß. Al-Koponim, you see that where there are greater Nisim that occur, we use the greater Nisim. Now, that's the case that we just demonstrated, the Psukim, from the Psukim, the greater Nisim that occurred with the time of Matan Torah. So we should be facing more of a doggish to remember these fantastic nisim that happened at the time of Matan Torah more so than Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is it that we're placing more of a doggish on Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it may be the first ness? But why do we place more of a doggish on Yetzias Mitzrayim than on Matan Torah? I once had a guest for Seder night, and he was new to Yiddishkeit. I mean, he was new he'd been familiar with Yiddishkeit for quite a few years, but he became first aware of Yiddishkeit at a later age, and therefore his approach, his questions were questions that people who've been exposed to Yiddishkeit from when they're born don't sometimes take things for granted and don't ask these questions. So he asked, he sat at the Seder table, and he said to me, you know, for the first time ever I've understood what exactly obligates me. He said, I never understood. You know, if I do mitzvahs, then Hashem is happy with me. If I don't do mitzvahs, why can Hashem punish me? I didn't do it. What's the machayev that Hashem has to me to be machayev me to keep mitzvahs? And he said, tonight at the Seder table, he understood what tvia, what claim Hashem has to him to obligate him to keep mitzvahs. He said, we sit down at the Seder table and we say, B'chol dar v'dar, chay v'adam liris es atzmai, k'ilu hu yatsa m'mitzrayim. We say in Avodim Ayinu, v'ilu lo yehoi tziyanu ha-kodesh baruch m'mitzrayim, hare anu, uvanenu, uvnei vanenu, m'shubodim hayinu lefayr b'mitzrayim. These words are the whole crux and the essence of Seder night. What we're trying to convey is, we, every single member of Klal Yisrael, is a direct beneficiary of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lu Yetzia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out of Mitzrayim, then whatever pshat there is, we would still be Meshubadim Hayinu Lefarev Mitzrayim. And therefore, we would have been swallowed up in their culture, we would have been in their empire, we would have faced the same destiny that they faced, Leisam Chokeinu Kemogar Eleinu Chalamoinam, the whole of Aleinu. Because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, our position in the world, our position to ourselves, by Yetzeinu Hashem Mitoicham Lecheirus Olam, we changed at that time. We say, the Rambam learns, the Chiyuv of Yetzias Mitzipu, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is learned from the Pasuk, Vayisonu Haitzim Misham. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Vayisonu Haitzim Misham, and he's talking to a Goyer, who were not necessarily Vayisonu Haitzim Misham, and he's talking to everybody, every member of Klal Yisrael, even the people, the children, the descendants of those people who left Mitzrayim, are also included where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayisonu Haitzim Misham. All of us were taken out of Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, that the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, for us, many generations after Moshe Rabbeinu, are also included in Moshe Rabbeinu's words of Vayisonu Haitzim Misham. That means that we're all direct beneficiaries, we're all obligated because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this person said to me, he says, I now understand. Sitting at the table and appreciating Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, that we're trying to play over, live over, that we were ourselves were taken over out of Mitzrayim, Obazay, that appreciation is the thing that's machayev. That understanding, that perception, that realization is the thing that's machayev. Now, it wasn't just him that realizes that through that. In fact, if we look at the Rashi, The first Rashi on Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Rashi says just that. Rashi says, Anochi, maybe I'll start with the Rashi in Shir HaShirim. Can I trouble you for... Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Perik Hei, Pasuk Tev Zayin, Pasuk says, Rosh Kesem Poz, the head, the beginning is Kesem Poz, is a diamond. Says Rashi, what does it mean Rosh Kesem Poz? So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Tchilas Dvarav Hivhiku Kesem Poz. The first words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of its Matan Torah were like a beautiful diamond, a sharp diamond. V'cheinu Oimeh Pesach Dvarecha Yo'ir. The first words of your word, the beginning of your words, Yair, light up. Why? He starts off, Pasach Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Hashem started Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Harim Tchila, Shvorko introduced Matan Torah and introduced the whole Torah to us by demonstrating Shemishpat Melucha Yesh Le'aleim. He has a right to ask us to keep his mitzvahs. He has a right to his kingdom, to being king. But Achakach Gaza Aleim Gzeiraisav. And then afterwards, he gave us his Gzeiras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the same question that this person had. What presented us with the same question? What obligates us to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom? Rosh Kesem Poz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Matan Torah took that question in mind and opened the words of Matan Torah with those words. So what did he say? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Kedai Hi HaHotzah Shetiyu Meshubadim Li. If you want to know what obligates you at Matan Torah, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kedai Hi HaHotzah. The actual Hotzah is the thing that obligates you. If that's the case, let's look at Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. The mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yadta levincha v'yoyim ahuleimoy ba'avur zeh os Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Rashi learns a very interesting pshat. Rashi says, Ba'avur zeh, ba'avur sha'akayim mitzvoysav k'goyim Pesach matzah marazu. You are meant to tell your child the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in such a way that Ba'avur sha'akayim mitzvoysav, that what the child comes out of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what the child comes out of say the night is exactly what this person came out with. The reason why I am obligated to keep these mitzvahs is Ba'avur zeh. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to give me an understanding and appreciation that I am obligated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. We say, V'ayoteis Amo Yisrael Mikoichom L'chayres Olam Ki La'olam Chasdei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and Ki La'olam Chasdei, his chesed carries on forever. On this vein, Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch explains the pasuk, Ani Avdecha Ben Amaseecha Pitach De La'moyseiroi. So Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch changes it around slightly. He says, Ani Avdecha Ben Amaseecha because pitach de la maiseira. If you want to know why I am, you say to Rabbi Shalom, Ani Abdecha, pastors, you understand, Ani Abdecha ben Amaseecha, please Rabbi Shalom, pitach de la maiseira. He says, you can learn it like this, Ani Abdecha ben Amaseecha, I am the servant, the son of your maidservant. Why am I the servant? Why am I your servant? Because pitach de la maiseira. What we see from here is the tremendous chayva of understanding and of appreciation that a person lies in a person when he understands something, when he appreciates what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to him, it obligates him to such an extent that it makes him higher with Tariag Mitzvah. With that appreciation, perhaps just a little bit more, we can understand why Amon and Moav are shunned from being members of Klal Yisrael. Because one sees that the whole, if one comes to Matan Torah and says, what's Machayev me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're mechuyav to me because I took you out of Mitzrayim. You have to be grateful to me. You have to realize that you're indebted to me because of me taking you out of Mitzrayim. If a person doesn't appreciate that debt of gratitude, then the whole basis of the Torah doesn't start. You can't start with the Pesach Tvorecha Yoyer, the Rosh Kesem Poz, Vanoich Hashem Elokecha Shetzicha Meretz Yisrayim. If he doesn't appreciate that obligates him with a debt, then it doesn't start. Amon Amoyab, Al Ashalei Kidmo Eschem, Balechem Uvamayim, they're shunned from Klal Yisrael because they don't appreciate the debt of gratitude which they owe to their great uncle, Avraham Avinu. And because of that, they're shunned from Klal Yisrael because the very existence of Klal Yisrael and the very existence of Torah in Klal Yisrael and the very kiyum of Klal Yisrael is dependent on us appreciating a debt of gratitude. So I started off with the title. You see, sign verse of Matan Torah. I know it's a bit strange to write verses, but as we start off, the question Lachaira is, why do we make more of a doggish of Matan Torah more than Yetzias Mitzrayim? And we suggested a number of suggestions. First of all, we suggested that Matan Torah is like a Chol HaMoed to Pesach, but we asked on that we seem to be making more of a fuss of the Yetzia, not of the whole process of becoming a nation. Then we suggested that Matan Torah Lachaira we could have managed without, but we can say Dayenu about, but we can't say Ilu Lo Hayetzianu Mitzrayim. In other words, it's the Shoresh of everything. But then we ask, if that's the case, if we have something, a Gneis, which is given to us, which is greater, we want to make more of a fuss of the Geula which we have from a greater Gneis than we have from a lesser Gneis. And then we suggested, and we bore Rias, that the reason why the Torah is making more of a Dogish of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because we're looking for what obligates us. We're not just looking for souvenirs to remember events, we're looking to realize what obligates us. And the Ramban is telling us that most of the mitzvahs in the Torah are there given to us as a Zeis and Yetzias Mitzrayim to remind us of our obligation every day as a Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Matan Torah is as a result of that obligation. As we say, Anochi Hashem Lekecha Shetzicha Mitzrayim, we said, Kedai Yitzar Shetiyu Meshubadim.